Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
All right, Donnie. It's the playoff version of the quiz show. The records, you throw out the records for the quiz show. Donnie won the regular season, and he won by a landslide, and it hurt. I'm going to admit that. But I also don't care about that because I plan on winning the Super Bowl.
Joe wouldn't even make the playoffs if we were allowed to just put in the best teams here,
no.
Donnie. He would not even have made it.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Oh, and the hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Limits has the questions. I don't know if we have the answers, but Donnie, I've got a clean slate. I'm here to win. Who's first, Limits?
All right, it's time for our favorite or least favorite part of the show, depending on who you ask, the quiz show. The first question will go to you, Joe.
All right.
Okay, Joe. Steelers-Texans on Monday marks the first time that the two teams will play in the playoffs.
Yeah.
The Steelers and Texans last met in Houston on October 1st, 2023. This Steelers player led the team in receiving with one catch for 32 yards.
I'm having trouble summoning that game in my brain.
32 yards was the high in receiving.
Is 23, you said?
32. In 2023, yes.
Okay. So it must have been Mitch Trubisky or Kenny Pickett at quarterback?
Yes.
In Houston. Oh, yeah, I do remember this game now. I'll say Deontay.
Deontay Johnson is incorrect.
I will go with George Pickens.
George Pickens is incorrect.
Jaylen Warren.
Incorrect.
Let's see, 2023. Who was like...
Who was on that team in 2023?
Would that be like an Allen Robinson?
That's a great guess, Donnie, but it's incorrect.
Najee Harris.
Joe? On the board. Najee Harris, one catch for 32 yards in that game.
How the hell did he get 32 yards on a catch?
No
idea.
It's
the longest play of his career.
According to the box score.
I have no memory of that game. I lied. I have no memory of them being in Houston.
No memory of that game.
What was the score? They got destroyed. 30-6.
Oh, now I do remember that game. Yes.
Yeah, they got killed.
Okay, Donnie.
C.J. Stroud, as a rookie, ate them alive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Donnie. The last time that the Steelers beat the Texans was in 2020, 28-21, during their 11-game winning streak to start the year. Ben Roethlisberger threw two touchdown passes. One was to Juju. Who was the other two?
Chase Claypool?
No. Incorrect.
Freiermuth?
No. Incorrect. Not Freiermuth.
Ray McLeod.
Ray McLeod is a great answer, but it's incorrect. It is an obscure Steeler.
2021?
2020.
20. That team. I know who it was. It was the receiver whose name I can never remember.
Yeah, the receiver whose name you can't remember.
D. It began with a D.
A D?
His first, DeMarcus Ayers.
No.
I was going to say Eric Ebron.
Is that your guess?
Yes, it is.
We're tied. Oh, Eric Ebron is the answer. Eric Ebron. Lions legend.
Former top 10 pick, baby.
The big E. All right.
Okay, the next question goes to you, Joe.
Little adversity never hurt, did it, Donnie?
Joe, the Steelers played in Houston on Christmas Day in 2017.
Yeah.
The Texans scored one touchdown late in the game, and this Texans player that scored celebrated by doing a snow angel on the field. But this Steelers player joined the Texans player, and the Texans player was not very happy about what happened. Who was the Steelers player that joined in on the celebration?
So it must have been a Texans offensive player and a Steelers defensive player in 2017.
2017. Donnie knows the answer. I can see it in his eyes.
Does he really?
Yep, I can see it in his eyes.
I think so.
I'll say Vince Williams.
I cannot believe he got that right. I knew Donnie would
you
get
gotta
it.
You got to be kidding me.
But that's why I gave Joe the
and
question
it was DeAndre
first.
Hopkins who made DeAndre an insane
Hopkins.
Catch.
It was.
But it was like 27-0 at that point.
Yes, it was an absolute blowout.
Donnie, playoffs are a different ball game. I'm like Robert Horry. I average 4 points in the regular season and then 20 in the postseason.
Okay, Donnie, I think this one's gettable for you.
It's my turn limits.
No, it's not. I just asked you the question.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Donnie. The Texans' first playoff game ever was against the Bengals during the 2011 season. This Texans player scored the first playoff pick six in franchise history off the red rifle, Andy Dalton.
J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt is correct. How about that? J.J. Watt, a defensive lineman, Joe.
I mean, we were just looking at his numbers last week for some reason. I can't remember why. He had 5 defensive touchdowns 1 year.
That's crazy.
Which is just stupid.
I think they threw him a touchdown a couple of times.
Yeah, he would go in on the offense a little bit, too.
They should throw T.J. Watt out there to catch a pass this game. Or maybe Cam Hayward on the tush push.
Yeah,
what if they handed it to
now.
Cam?
How about that little wrinkle? They give it to Cam Hayward.
That would be incredible.
Instead of Gainwell. Like Gainwell's the lead blocker.
I will give Artie a lot of credit for how they've sort of expanded their tush-push tree, right?
Yeah, they have.
All right, 2-2.
All right, next question. This is to you, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, this question was submitted by Ray Fittipaldo.
Okay.
Joe, Ray asks, what was the name of the Houston Oilers defensive back who returned a Terry Bradshaw interception 75 yards for a touchdown in the 1975 AFC Championship game? And remember, Joe's wheelhouse
you're right.
that he asked for is the right in this era.
I mean, that's a long time ago.
I have
ago.
Catered a couple of questions for Joe that I thought that
no,
you would get
I
right.
I appreciate that. I didn't know it was going to be a Houston Oilers defensive back with a meaningless touchdown.
The carryover,
but I do appreciate that.
The carryover from last
Ken
night's
Burroughs.
Steak dinner
Ken
has
Burroughs.
Taken place today.
Ken Burroughs.
Ken Burroughs, even though you said it 3 times, is not correct either time.
I mean, I have zero idea.
This wasn't a game you went back and watched, Donnie?
No, I have not gone back to watch the 75 AFC playoffs.
It's clue time limits. Who was it? Give us a clue.
Give you a clue?
Yeah.
Well, let me research a clue.
Again, I don't know. Oilers defensive backs of the 70s.
He also played for the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
I mean, it's really only your shot here, Joe. I'm not going to...
Ken Burroughs is the... I don't even know if Ken Burroughs... he might have been a Bengal. I don't know who the hell he was.
He only played 5 seasons.
Well, that really helps. I don't know. I don't know!
Ray's answer to the question is Vernon Perry.
He was...
Any relation to Darren Perry?
I don't know.
Penn State's own.
Vernon Perry was a good player.
But I just looked up Vernon Perry right now, and he said that he started his career in 1979. Would it have been the 1979 AFC Championship game, and Ray got the year wrong?
Could have been, and everything's moot now, so I get another question. I was thinking about the wrong team.
Throw the question out. It's gone.
Illegal question.
Like
limits.
In a court of law.
Illegal evidence. You can't use that evidence.
Please take all of your derogatory comments and throw it towards Ray.
Who's up?
The next question is for Donnie.
Okay.
Donnie, the Texans are one of four teams to never make the Super Bowl. Can you name the other three? And you have to name all three to get a point.
Vikings. Browns.
Donnie, to make the Super Bowl. The Vikings and Steelers played in Super Bowl IX.
Oh, my. I'm thinking win the Super Bowl.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Joe, your chance to steal.
The Lions.
The Lions.
The Browns.
The Browns.
And now I'm angry.
And now you're angry. The Houston Texans are one. Who's the fourth?
The Jacksonville Jaguars. Yeah, Donnie! Let's go! Let's go!
I'm Team Joe today. Okay, Joe. This takes us into the final question. And you've already been given an assist.
And this is worth 3 points, so whoever gets this wins. Yeah, and Donnie, this is where Donnie has made his money. Yep. This is where Donnie wins these.
Joe, you've already been given a little bit of a leg up here.
Yeah.
Because the Texans are one of 12 teams in NFL history that have never won a Super Bowl. How many of the 12 can you name?
That have never won a Super Bowl.
That have never won a Super Bowl. Out of the 30, 12 have never won.
I can name 11.
Donnie, can you name all 12?
I'll let him do 11.
Wow, 11 for Joe here.
Wow.
Wow. Donnie does not take all 12.
All right, let's do it.
I feel like I could name all 12.
Let's go.
Okay, Joe, here we go.
Don't I know it? The Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills.
The Cleveland Browns.
The Cleveland Browns.
The Houston Texans.
The Houston Texans.
The Chargers.
Chargers.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought I felt like Buddy the Elf when he was like, Thursday? Thursday! The Chargers? The Chargers!
Right, exactly. Okay. Eagles. The Detroit Lions.
The Detroit Lions, you're at 5.
Okay. They did win a Super Bowl, so don't say that, you idiot.
Who, you idiot?
Come on, there's 11?
Are some 12!
Are some of these teams extinct?
No. They're all current teams.
Did I say Cleveland?
You said Cleveland, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you already said Cleveland.
I think it was your second one.
You have said Cleveland. You have said Houston. You have said Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
You have said the Chargers.
And the Lions.
And he said the Lions. That is who he has said. You're at five.
I know.
The clock is ticking. At five.
I know the clock's ticking. You don't think I feel this pressure? And I said, oh, wait a second. Seattle. No, not Seattle.
Seattle?
No.
Seattle?
Wipe Seattle off there. I panicked, Donnie. That was a quick retraction.
Okay, we give him one.
Do I get the retraction?
Yeah.
We give him one retraction based on last night's bill.
Arizona.
You're up to six.
I don't know who else. Who else haven't I said?
Well, if I gave you the answer.
I know, if you gave me the answer.
That would ruin the show.
Who's in the NFC South? Tampa Bay, they've won a Super Bowl.
Who else is in the NFC South?
Carolina.
Are you guessing Carolina?
Yeah.
Are you submitting
I'm
that
guessing
as an answer?
Carolina,
you are
yeah.
Correct.
It's Tampa Bay, Carolina, New Orleans, and who's the fourth team in the NFC South?
I don't know. Who is the fourth team in the NFC South?
I don't know. Who is the fourth team in the
NFC
South?
I'm not allowed to tell you who the fourth team is in the NFC South.
Team in the NFC South, it's Tampa. They stink, whoever they are. It's the Saints, the Bucks, the Panthers.
And
whoever the fourth team is, I'll say them.
Dallas Cowboys.
They're not in the South.
No, they're not.
Who do you think I am, Nicholas Callis? I'm just having a brain.
Do you know what conference they're in?
Who's the fourth team in the NFC South?
I'm not allowed to tell you. As the judge and arbiter of the quiz show, I'm not allowed to give you that answer.
Whoever that team is, I pick them.
You're currently at seven. And Joe, I cannot grant you that. You need to name the team. So you better pivot.
Yeah, the Minnesota Vikings is another one.
The Minnesota Vikings is another one.
What am I up to? Nine?
One, two, three, eight. Four, five, six, seven, eight.
Chargers.
Clock is ticking, big boy. I'm giving you two more minutes until 1:22 in real time.
The Las Vegas Raiders. The Las Vegas Raiders.
No.
How would that work?
It's still the Raiders franchise.
But not the Las Vegas Raiders.
Does that matter? It's still the Raiders franchise. From Oakland to L.A. and back to Oakland.
I think
and
it carries
Las Vegas,
over.
It carries over.
It's not like they went extinct and then came back.
No,
and
this is not like, well, I don't want to give you that
They
answer.
Did go extinct. No, they didn't.
They went from
no, they
Oakland
did not.
To Vegas.
It's always been
I mean, obviously, the Raiders have won Super Bowls and lots of them, but the Las Vegas iteration of the Raiders has never won one.
So, yeah, but it doesn't matter. We're still counting the Rams as the St. Louis Rams when they moved to L.A. before they won the Super Bowl in L.A. They still are a Super Bowl champion because they won in St. Louis.
Who else, then? Who else hasn't won it? I don't know.
Donnie, who was that team in the NFC South that blew a 28-3 lead in the Super
Falcons.
Bowl?
The
Atlanta Falcons.
Okay, that's 10.
Jags would have been another
Jackson
one.
The Jags.
Jaguars.
I forgot about the Jags. And there's one more.
There was one team that – no, there's two more teams. There's one team that fell 1 yard short in the Super Bowl.
The Titans.
The Tennessee Titans.
Oh, God,
and
I forgot the Titans.
You forgot about your own backyard. Your own backyard of the AFC North. Did he say it? Did he say your own backyard?
Oh, the AFC North.
I said the Bengals and the Browns.
You did say the Bengals?
I don't know if you said the Bengals.
I did.
You never
said
the Bengals. No, you did not. I never had it marked down.
Well, it doesn't matter now because I got it wrong. I still think it's a technicality. The Las Vegas Raiders have never won it.
Texter, cut him off limits. This is painful to listen to.
Well, by that.
Other Texter, you failed, Joe. Accept it.
Yeah, I failed.
Yeah.
They're right. All right. Once again, Donnie, you win it on the last one. Go ahead. Send us out. I quit.
What?
Yeah, I'm quitting.
I have done a good job of manipulating that final question.
Which is why I overreached because I was trying to, it's like two baseball managers and you have just totally outmanaged me in the ninth inning.
I didn't think you were going to go
I thought you were
going to
take
11.
The bait and go, take all 12 and get them.
No, I was going to go like halfway. I was going to go like six.
All right. 1-0 in the playoffs.
This is like Dave Roberts running circles around our friend Shelty.
All right.
Actually, the Brian Shelty did well against the
he
Dodgers.
Did. Against the Dodgers.
Maybe Pat Murphy and the Brewers.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary.
But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.